You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnitt, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
I'm great. I'm happy that spring is in the air.
It's on the way. Todd, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm good, and I'm happy that Carol's happy.
Outstanding. Well, how about on this note, we are 1 month away from tax day, so does that bring you back crashing down to earth?
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
We got a great show today. Say hello to Julie Heron Carson, who does PR work for the Atlanta Home Shows. Welcome back to the show, Julie.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it is our pleasure. Julie, before we get into it, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm an Atlanta native, and I've done public relations in Atlanta for a long time, and I've done PR for the Atlanta Home Shows now. This is actually the 10th show I've had the privilege of promoting, so it's kind of an anniversary for me today.
That's very exciting. So tell us a little bit more about the Spring Atlanta Home Show.
Well, the Spring Atlanta Home Show is Georgia's largest home show, and this is the 35th year. So it's also an anniversary for the home show. It takes place at the Cobb Galleria Center every year in the spring, of course. And it's a great opportunity for people to come and comparison shop. We'll have over 350 exhibitors at this year's show. So there are multiple exhibitors in every category. So for instance, if you're interested in flooring, you can talk to three or four different flooring experts and compare the products and compare the cost. So it's very interesting and it's lots of fun. And I hope to see you there.
What kind of new things this year?
We've got a couple of new things that we're real excited about. First is our featured speaker, Jeff Devlin. You may know him.
Yeah.
He has a show on the DIY network called I Hate My Bath. I also hate my bath, so I'm really looking forward to talking to him. He's going to speak Saturday at 1 and 3 o'clock, and he's going to do a presentation on interesting and economical ideas for refreshing your bath and your kitchen. So he's new. He's never been with us before. And then the other thing that I think you gentlemen are going to find interesting is we're having the beer garden again this year.
I'm in.
Bruce Holiday is heading up the landscaping for that, and there'll be a fire pit, water features, and a beer tasting in the garden. Red Brewing Beer Company is going to have a beer tasting. And then for the first time ever, Belinda Skelton from WSB is going to broadcast her new show, Atlanta Living, from the beer garden. And that'll take
very cool.
Yeah, won't that be fun? That's going to happen on Saturday midday from 1 to 3 p.m. So people can come and taste some beer and watch Belinda do her show, enjoy the outdoor kitchen. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow, so the beer garden is open throughout the entire show?
Yes, but they're not going to do the beer tastings the whole time. I think they're going to start the beer tastings around noon each day.
Okay.
And of course, you have to be 21
so does that
or older.
No drinking until noon?
Well, not on the show floor.
Not on the show floor. Okay. And you've got to be 21. Well, yeah, that goes
That's
without
right.
saying.
And okay. Red Hair Brewing Company is doing the tasting as a benefit to Hope Atlanta. And
cool.
Those are the local programs of Traveler's Aid. So you pay $5 for the beer tasting, and all the money goes to Hope Atlanta.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, I know every year you have some great prizes at the show. What is this year's grand prize?
This is a really great grand prize. IKEA is going to give somebody a brand new kitchen.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Sadly, I am not eligible to enter, but you all would be.
How about me? Okay.
And that includes...
I like you, Julie, but as long as I'm eligible, that's okay.
Does that include all product and installation?
It includes all of the products.
Product, okay.
Yes.
So installation's extra?
Yes, you can do it yourself, of course. Maybe you could get
Jeff
to come
scary.
Over and do it for you.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm sure the IKEA folks will be there to help. But, I mean, that would be, you know, kitchen cabinets and flooring and countertops and appliances.
Wow.
I wish I could enter that.
One of the things I find when I go to the Atlanta Home Show, it's almost overwhelming. I don't know where
yes.
to start. Is there a reasonable strategy on how to approach that thing so that you see everything?
That's a great question. And I would say, Todd, if there's one area that you're interested in or one type of exhibit, going back to the flooring example, start there. But if not, each corner has a major exhibit. There's the see-through house in one area, which is a tremendous display where you can see what's below your floors, above your ceiling, inside your walls. It's staffed with experts. That's a great place to start. Actually, that's a really great place to start because then you can get ideas perhaps for, all right, if you're interested in plumbing, you can go look and see how your plumbing works and then go see an exhibitor on the floor. That's one area. There's the stage in another area with speakers all 3 days on all kinds of interesting topics. And then the other, I say corner, but the other major area of the show is the exhibit on aging in place. It's called A Home for All Ages, and it'll have all kinds of innovative products for people who are getting older in their homes and need more accessibility and safety, perhaps people with different ability levels that need some kind of help in the home, all kinds of ideas like that that is so important now when we've got multi-generations living together under one roof.
All right. We'll be back with Julie Heron Carson after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Julie Heron Carson, who does PR with the Atlanta Home Shows.
So, Julie, every year you have Trade Day, which is fantastic. Realtors get to attend for free, and builders and other people in the real estate industry. When is that going to be this year? Because I know Delaney and I want to get it on our calendars.
Oh, absolutely. It's Friday, March 22nd. And for every home show, that Friday is Trade Day. And it's a wonderful way to, like you said, to give people who work in the housing industry a chance to come in and see what's new. They can also bring their clients. If you're a realtor, bring your client and let the client see what's going on, perhaps in landscaping or kitchen appliances. And we get a good turnout. All people have to do who work in the housing industry, and that's a loose description too, realtors, contractors, interior designers, landscapers. All you have to do is bring your business card and present that at the door instead of a ticket, and in you go, and you can come and go all day on Friday.
Julie, as a homeowner, should I approach this show as someplace to go just to learn stuff? Or should I also think in terms of making a purchase and buying?
Well, I do both. I'm also a homeowner, and I have learned a lot going to these shows. And I have an older home, and things tend to break or wear out. And because I've learned a little bit at the show, I have an idea perhaps of what to do about whatever issue might arise at my house. And I also keep my exhibitor lists. I keep the handouts at the show, and then I can look somebody up if my hot water heater breaks, or I think I talked to y'all about this last year, the foundation develops a problem. I know who to call, and I have a little bit of an idea what to do about it. So both, and maybe you have something specific in mind. This year I'm going to be looking at kitchen cabinet doors. I want to change out the doors on my kitchen cabinet, and I know we have several exhibitors who do that, so I'm going to look and see what's out there and comparison shop myself.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of people go there to get ideas for DIY, and then also if they've got some specific tasks they need done around their home, it's a wonderful way, kind of a one-stop shop for a lot of different resources.
Exactly, and it's a nice way to sort of do a chemistry check with somebody you think you might want to work with without having them come out to your home. For instance, painters. You know, if you're having your interior or exterior painted, you're going to be around those folks for a while, and I just like them to be nice. And you can talk to the painters in their booth and kind of feel for you know, do you like them? Would you like them to come out to your home and see examples of their work?
I'm curious, from the other side of the coin, what's it like for an exhibitor at this show? What kind of things do they think about ahead of time, and what kind of things do they want to get accomplished?
Well, I hope it's a great experience for our exhibitors. And you'll see them walking the show floor with their exhibitor badge on. They can check out the competition. It's a wonderful way for them to see a lot of people at once and see what trends are. Let's go back to the painter example that I just used. Maybe they will get a lot of questions about what are the trendy colors this year? What maybe people come up and want to know what's everybody painting their kitchen this year, and that may give the exhibitor, people are really interested in green. I just read this week that green is the 2013 color. Maybe they need to stock up on green paint or show more examples of things that they've painted green. But it's just a good idea to sort of take the temperature of the public, I think.
So what's going on at the show that we want to just reiterate that's a don't miss for this year? Is there anything that we've missed? Or
I always like to push the speakers because the speakers are so interesting. The see-through house, which we talked about, I think that's a great place to begin your tour of the show. The backyard beer garden, I expect to see all of you all there.
I think I'll go to the beer garden before I go to the aging in place exhibit.
I think that's a great idea. Yes.
Then you might need some help for all abilities. And yes, the home for all ages display, I think, is going to be very useful. Let me give you the website. It's www.atlantahomeshow.com. We're also on Facebook. You can get the speaker schedule. You can see the exhibitor list, the hours and times, which I'll also give you. And we have a telephone information line, 770-798-1997.
All right. Well, Julie, we're out of time. Before we let you go, once again, how can people get in touch with you? And give that website out one more time about the event.
Yes. The website is www.atlantahomeshow.com. General admission tickets are $10, and there's a $2 off coupon on the website. 65 years and older, and kids 12 and under get in for free. Show hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 23rd, and noon to 6 p.m. on Sunday, March 24th.
Outstanding. Julie Heron-Carson, who does PR for the Atlanta Home Shows, it was great to have you back. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, it was our pleasure. All right, the deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guests, Zoe Sweeney McMichael and Theresa Ridley. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
I have a really fun deal from Del Webb. It's Explore Del Webb, and it is a 3-day, 2-night getaway for just $89. It's perfect for people like Todd who might be considering moving to an active adult community, but they want to test it before they shop. So this is your opportunity to spend the weekend there, find out if you like the neighbors, the amenities, the activities, the layout of the place.
For $89?
$89.
You can give it a test run.
It's a test drive.
Oh, brilliant.
It really is a cool idea.
I've never heard of anything like that before. Is that a new trend, Carol?
Oh, we've actually seen active adult communities doing this for a couple of years. So, yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. How you think about it, you know, how better to learn if you want this type of lifestyle than to live it.
Well, and like where?
So where? It's at all three of their Atlanta area communities. So Sun City Peachtree, Del Webb at Lake Oconee, and then Del Webb Village at Deaton Creek.
You know, I go into all these model homes that are so impeccably designed. I've always wanted to stay there. Is that what you're staying in? Is like a model almost?
Yeah, you're staying in a fully furnished home with a golf cart available for your use.
Oh, wait. There's a golf cart included in the $89? No. Oh, wow.
Yep.
We're going to talk about wine tasting again and golf carts? I don't know.
Well, you know, they're saying come visit us, share a drink with the neighbors. You'll have your own resident ambassador to show you around, and you have the opportunity to participate in all the activities and events going on that weekend.
You know what? And you got to figure they want to showcase themselves as much as they want. So that just sounds like a heck of a fun weekend.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot of fun.
Now, let me just clarify. Can you do this anytime, or is it a specific weekend?
This is good through March 30th. So it is it's a limited time offer.
Outstanding.
So, Todd, this is good through March 30th. That's the $89 offer for the two-night getaway, 3-day, 2-night. Typically, it's $89 per day. So this is a great opportunity. You know, save a little bit of money, go have some fun, live it up at a Del Webb community, and find out if it's right for you.
Again, I think it's a brilliant strategy. I'm impressed.
I'm in.
He's just going to stay there every night for $89.
It's a pretty good deal.
Live there.
Yeah.
I could do it for a couple of weeks now. I could just string them together. There's three different locations.
Well, I think they're weekends only, so I don't know if they'll let you stay there all week.
Well, he can stay in the studio during the week.
But, you know, we know some.
Web during the weekends. Brilliant.
There you go.
All right. Carol, where can people get more information on this?
Well, they can go to delweb.com/Atlanta for more information.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right. And we're back with our next guests. Say hello to Theresa Ridley, principal with Theresa Ridley Architecture, and Zoe Sweeney McMichael, an intern architect. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for joining us. Theresa, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I have been a registered architect for over 25 years, and I am currently president of the American Institute of Architects Atlanta chapter.
All right. And Zoe, tell us about you and your background.
I'm an intern architect, and I'm the co-chair of the AIA Atlanta's Urban Front Storefront Galleries exhibit.
So tell us a little bit about Urban Fronts and the story behind.
Well, my friend Shelley Ann Julia Scott, the AIA Atlanta's public awareness director, approached me in January 2012 with this great idea to have a pop-up gallery event in Atlanta. Pop-up galleries have been hosted by many cities across the U.S. with a general aim of art awareness in the public sphere. We thought it would be a good idea as a community outreach program to add to the AIA Atlanta's increasing list of public outreach programs to engage with our Atlanta community.
Pop-up galleries? I'm not quite sure I know what that is.
A pop-up gallery is actually an impromptu exhibit. This could be for a period of maybe a day, a week. In our case, it's going to be for 2 weeks, a two-week duration. Artists will be invited to exhibit in empty retail storefronts within the Midtown area along the Peachtree Corridor, which is our designated area, for a duration of 2 weeks. The first week will be during Architecture Week, which is April 7th through the 13th, and it will roll over into the following week, April 14th through the 20th.
What kind of art can they expect to see? Or tell us a little bit more about what they're going to see in these empty storefronts during this week.
Well, we have our call for artists out now, and this goes out to all designers, architects, interior designers, fine artists, visual artists, kinetic artists, performance artists, 3D artists, sculptors. We're really reaching out to a wide range of artists within the local artist community because we want to showcase a diverse array of talent within our Atlanta artist community within these storefronts. The more diverse the art is, the more varied the different storefronts will look.
We're just looking to engage the community into these facilities. A lot of the downtown area is not heavily populated. You know, we've got a lot of empty storefronts. So our idea is to help the walking community connect with these buildings, give a little bit of exposure to these real estate locations so that hopefully they'll get leased out and start growing again with the interest.
It's really cool.
I got to tell you, I got to clear my calendar off to get down to see this. What a terrific idea. What was the genesis of it all? I mean, I can see the impact it can potentially have on the community. It's a great idea.
Well, one of the things is Urban Fronts seeks to activate empty real estate by just temporarily altering the urban landscape, you know, via the impromptu exhibits. And in addition to that, you know, it serves several functions. It allows the public to engage in art in the public sphere. It showcases the empty storefronts and the empty areas in a much more interesting way as opposed to just looking at a for sale sign pinned to a glass, you know, in front of an empty space. So it showcases the spaces that are available within the Midtown area, and it also brings awareness to a lot of our Atlanta local artists. There are a lot of artist communities throughout the Atlanta area, and not many people are aware of that. And I think we thought it would be a good idea to bring some awareness to the art and architecture of the Atlanta area, you know, via this event. You know, in addition to that, sponsors for the event also get some exposure as well. We get to showcase companies operating in the Midtown area. We get to showcase the real estate companies and spaces in the Midtown area. And more as important is the AIA Atlanta's mission to bring art and design to outreach to our Midtown Atlanta community and the Atlanta community at large.
All right. We'll be back with Theresa and Zoe after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3900. 3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Theresa Ridley and Zoe Sweeney McMichael.
So we're all just fascinated by the whole idea behind Urban Fronts. What other types of events will be held in conjunction with this?
There are going to be three main events in conjunction with this exhibition. We're going to have an opening reception on April 7th, and it's going to run from 4 to 7 p.m., and that's going to include entertainment as well as various performing arts. And we're also having a wine tasting and silent auction on April 11th, which is from 6 to 9 p.m. And then the closing event is going to be open forum night powered by Pachacucha on April 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. And Theresa will be happy to explain the Pachacucha forum for you all.
Okay, Theresa, explain away.
Pachacucha is originally a forum that comes to us from Japan. And it's where you are presenting 20 slides in 20 seconds per slide. And you're telling your story, whether architecturally it's talking about the development of a building. One of the concepts has been in an urban environment, how we can do better with our community to create growing gardens. And so one of the concepts that came up was taking the areas where you have street signs or the huge billboards, and underneath it, creating a garden for the community to go and grow vegetables and then have that to share within the community. So it's just bringing different ideas in 20 slides and presenting it. And it's non-confrontational. It's really cool because you bring whatever cool idea comes to you and you share it. And then there's a discussion a little bit afterwards for each one.
Such a neat concept. It sounds like there's a lot of different people involved in this event. Can you tell us some of the different organizations that are participating?
We've got so many of them. We have NOMA, which is one of our allied organizations, National Organization of Minority Architects. We've got CRU, which is the Commercial Real Estate Women. The Young Architects Forum, which is our youthful architects that we're promoting within the profession itself. What are some of the others, Zoe?
We have Midtown Alliance is our community partner, and we thank them for that. In addition to that, we have other partners that are helping us with this. We have Tishman Spire and Laudermilk, Dewberry as well, who have graciously allowed us to use some of their empty storefront spaces to host our events, as well as the impromptu exhibits for the artists. And other sponsors include Building Systems Design, Inc., Atlanta Daybook, Cabot Cheese, New Belgium Brewing, Life Cycle Building Center, and Sidewalk Radio so far.
I got to believe it's probably been close to no-brainer to get sponsors for this. This is one of the coolest ideas I've heard about in a long time. Is this the first time something like this has been done nationally or in Atlanta?
No, this isn't the first time. Pop-up galleries have popped up. Pun intended. All over in larger cities within the U.S. And they're very different formats that the various organizers follow. You know, as I said previously, sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's 2 weeks, a month, sometimes it's an ongoing basis. And you know, you can get a notation saying where the next pop-up gallery in the series is going to be. I found that there was an increase in this type of temporary exhibition in concert with the recession, and to kind of bring another face or awareness to these empty spaces that we had in our public forum, transforming empty storefronts and transforming empty houses, warehouses, etc., into a kinetic space which engages with the public, and it lends itself to being considered as an alternate yet viable approach for displaying art and for showcasing available real estate.
This is so exciting. So I know noticed Todd was scribbling down dates of these events. So for those of us who'd like to attend,
4/11 is the wine tasting.
Right. How do we get tickets? Is there a cost for tickets?
There is. Some of the events are ticketed events. Obviously, the galleries along the Peachtree Corridor, they're all free. The exhibits are all free for public enjoyment. The best place for you to look at for additional information regarding tickets, because prices may vary depending on the event, would be our website, which is www.aiaatl.org/urbanfronts/. Again, that's www.aiaatl.org. www.theleanderrealestatefirm.org/urbanfronts/.
We're about out of time, ladies. Theresa Ridley, a principal with Theresa Ridley Architecture, and Zoe Sweeney McMichael, an intern architect. Ladies, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. We enjoyed it.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Outstanding. All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love you to comment and leave a rating on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Julie Heron Carson, Zoe Sweeney McMichael, and Theresa Ridley, show producer Delaney Young, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.